What's up, Eichtagon fans? I wasn't lying to you. I'm not a BSer. I made it to Paris. Paris. I'm here with my lovely wife. She's holding the camera. She says I have a 10-minute max, so it's not going to be a long Eichtagon. It's going to be quick. Thank you, honey. We reconnected romantically. I've been kissing her always. I'm outside of my Long Island comfort zone, my New York comfort zone, my Brooklyn comfort zone, and I'm kissing my wife. There must be romance in the air. I love you, honey. There's the lovely Eiffel Tower. She's doing a great Zoom job. I hope I'll see the editing later. Beautiful, beautiful. So, UFC 244 is happening. I believe so. Nobody else tested positive for steroids. I believe so. Nobody's injured. I'm not on Twitter, not on Facebook, Instagram. Even though I put out content, I'm not allowed to go on social media or post for you guys or tweet for you guys. But I'll give you some picks for UFC 244. Again, I'm assuming everybody makes the fight. Let's start at the beginning of the card. Derek Lewis, Ivan Blagunov. I believe it's this card. I'm going Derek Lewis by knockout. Vincent Luque, Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. Luque's on a rise. He's been on a tear. But Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, this is his city. New York City, not Paris. This is my city right now. But Wonderboy Thompson's going to come back strong. Last time he was here, 2 years ago in MSG, he got the win over the headliner, Jorge Masvidal, by outpointing him. I believe Vincent Luque is going to have too much stress, good or bad stress. He's going to be too excited for this fight. Wonderboy is going to come on top by his classic outpointing striking style. Moving up the card or down the card, local Corey Anderson versus fast riser Johnny Walker, not the drink, the Brazilian knockout artist. He's back from his shoulder tear. He was on a tear, and then he decided to do a breakdance, and after a fight, after he knocked out Serkinov and he tore his shoulder, he's back. I think Corey Anderson gets the win by outpointing him, being a smarter fighter, winning it by decision, taking Johnny Walker into deep waters. If Johnny Walker pulls off this win, this is incredible. He could probably fight Dominic Reyes next, or the winner of Jacare Souza versus Jan Błachowicz. He could choose whoever he wants. If he knocks out Corey Anderson, God bless him, Johnny Walker, the world is yours, the city is yours. It'd be a huge spotlight. It'd be basically the coming out party for the light heavyweight dynamic striker. Similar to Adesanya in 2018, UFC 230 in New York, this would be Johnny Walker's coming out party if he gets it done. Co-main event, Darren Till, a.k.a. Shelby from Peaky Blinders, Killian Murphy. Darren Till going against Kelvin Gastelum, the Mexicutioner. That's not his nickname. I'm just adding in there. I'm Mexican too. Don't get offended. It's Paris. You know, they're so diverse. There's no racism. There's no gayism. There's no sexism. Everybody's cool. Everybody's wide open. We just change in front of open windows. We're very Parisian this week. So what I'm saying, when I say the Mexicutioner, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. But unfortunately, I'm not going to pick you, Kelvin Gastelum. You're coming off a tough loss back in April, UFC 236 against Israel Adesanya. Darren Till also coming off a tough loss, but I think he made the right adjustment. He's moving up to middleweight. He's being smart about his body, his mind, his soul. I think he's going to come out on top. Maybe it's a knockout or maybe it's a three-round slugfest, but I think Till gets it done. Finally, the main event, Nathan Diaz, Jorge Masvidal, the baddest mother effer. I'm not going to say the full word because this is going on a podcast, which is not explicit, the Mind, Body, Soul podcast, but the BMF title is on the line. McGregor just stated he wants the winner of this after he fights a UFC lightweight fighter at 155. He said he'll fight the winner of Masvidal or Diaz at 170. I don't believe it. I'll believe it when I see it. But this fight is actually happening. Nate Diaz is an underdog. Masvidal, sky-high confidence, riding that knockout win over Darren Till in March, riding that fastest knockout win over Ben Askren in July. Rest in peace, Ben Askren. His soul is still floating across the Pacific from that. But Jorge Masvidal, I think he's a little too overconfident. I don't think he's been in there with a dog like Nate Diaz. I think Diaz is going to bring him in the deep waters. His condition is phenomenal. He's done way more five-round fights than Jorge Masvidal. He's been on bigger stages than Jorge Masvidal. The spotlight is on Masvidal, and I love Masvidal. It's his time, is a lot of confidence, but he's not there yet. He's not that elite, top echelon fighter that Nate Diaz is. And I believe the UFC is going to get behind Diaz. Hello. Hello. That's what happens in Paris, you know, everybody's on scooters. So Nate Diaz, Darren Till, Corey Anderson, Derek Lewis, did I miss anybody? Oh yeah, Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. Those are my picks for UFC 244. My ultimate pick is my wife. I love you. I'll pick you in any fight, any match. Yeah, making eye contact with you. Not the world. So, how much time is left? We'll wrap it short. Going to Macedonia next week. I'll give you an update, something like this, similar. But again, Iketagon.com, Iketagon, not Octagon, Iketagon. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, website, Gmail. I bought all the websites. Find me, tweet me, comment me. The comments are pretty negative, but I like the feedback, everybody. Negative about the content. Like, everybody's killing Conor McGregor. Not me, of course. They love the way I'm presenting it, of course. But that's it for this week. I'm going to enjoy Paris. Go have some more crepes and croissants and coffee. Can you tell I'm on a coffee high and it's like 8 o'clock at night here? I love it here. See you guys next week. Enjoy the fights. I'm not going to watch them live. But I'm in Paris, so it's all good. Love you, honey. Bye-bye. Give a zoom-out shot of this wonderful Eiffel Tower. It's real. I can't believe I'm here. It's not just an emoji. All right. Bye. Au revoir.